Hareyu kipikodin. He holds no, that the same halacha is like kipikodin. If she goes home and it depends, if the money that the chosin lent her last week, if she still has some money left over from that, then the kedushin is chal. But if she'll go home and see that nothing is left over, it's saying the mukadeshes. That's the machloekis, is the milvah like kipikodin or not? So what do we see here? Atkan so far, like pliga, the whole machloekis is only elo demasov and milvah afagav le nishtai remen ashev afruta. That when I wanted, when the chosim wants to be mekadesha with a milva that he gave her last week, so it's only a machlokes if she goes home and see there's no money left over. That one man yom says still the kedushin is good, and the other one says no, only if there's some money left over. If he lent her $1,000 yesterday, so she still has a shava pruta left over, she didn't spend all the money, then the kedushin is good. But if nothing is left over, she spent it all already, then the kedushin is no good. But our core point, what do we see from here? That Abu the Kuliyam, everybody agrees that Mekadesh Benilva Mekadeshes. That you could be Mekadesh your wife with the Nova. And that's not like Rav. Rav before said, Mekadesh Benilva is Ein Mekadeshes. The kedushin is no good. Because you're not giving her any money right now, Lashem Kedushin. The money you gave her last week was not Lashem Kedushin. She owes you back the money, very good. But even if you tell her, keep the money, Lashem Kedushin, but you're not giving her right now, there's no Nesina Sakesev right now. And her das is on the money is not here, the money's not then. It's not your money to give to her anymore, it's her money like already. It's like Sonnet, even if she didn't spend it. But Rav said it's considered her money already. So you can't be Mekadesh with her money. And here we see both of them on the said not like that, you could be Mekadesh with the Nova. So Rav says like this, El, I'll tell you the Kula Yalma, Mekadesh. Here, much like this. Omar Rav says, "V'tizbro, could this be a good svarovi? Is it right what you're saying? Like Rashi Baturim, the Matarat said, Tony Milva Apapish and Islam Gadeshes, is this true what you're saying? V'tizbro, Homa Teretzta, is this a good teretz? What? How we learn Shat? Homa Shabeshtahi, for sure there's something wrong with this. There's a mistake here. Hai Pikodin Hechidomi, where is there a case we had them with Shiloh when you want to marry her with a Pikodin that you gave already, whether it's good or not? What's the case talking about? If to watch your pikodin, you gave her a chair to watch, and she accepted upon herself even a chrayis, that if something goes wrong with it or breaks, she'll pay you back. If so, for the Gemara, honey milva, that's mamish the same case of a milva. When I give you money, it's your achrayis to say I get it back. So when you give her a pikodin to watch, and she's bachrayis, it's just like a milva. So why is there two cases? Either like kibbutz le achrayis, if she did not take responsibility, if something happens to it, have to pay you back. Hiyochi, if so, add it to any sefer. Why does it have to stay in the sefer? Uva milva, a case of a milva, where there was a loan that he lent her money yesterday. That alpha pishlo in yishtari men hashem apruta. Nukadeshes, that over there you have to tell me that there's a difference. Even though by tikkodin we say only if something's left over. But if nothing is left over, there's no kedushin. But by a milva, you're telling me yes. Sometimes by a milva, even though there's nothing left over, still she's mukadeshes. That's what the Brisa says. The question is, why? Why does it have to go so far to say the case by Milva? Niflog v'nist nebrido. Why don't we say the same machlokes, the same shayla, by itself, by the kodin itself? And let's make a difference like this. And say, v'med devor mamurim, when do we say that she goes back and sees there's no pikodin left over at all? That she's einam kodeshes, shalai kiblo le'achrayis. Only wish she did not take the responsibility of it that if it gets lost or stolen or noinis tafet she's chayiv. Then it was only a pikodin, it was only the husband's. So if she comes home now and nothing's left over, she's not mekadeshes, he didn't give her anything. Avo, but what's going to be kiblo le'achrayis? Let's say she did take the responsibility of it, that if something happens to it, she's going to have to pay him. Is afagab le'nishtar hamem ha'shevapruta, then even though a shevapruta was not worth over, not left over, still mekadeshes. Because like this, since something happened to it, she's going to have to pay him. So it's like Inuva, she owes him the money. And now when he tells her, listen, I want to marry you with it, that you can keep it, you don't have to pay me, the condition is good, you're giving her something. So if the pshat over here is that you can really be Mekadosh with a milva, so what do we have to say in the second case? By a real milva, it should have said the same chiddush by a pikodin. And say that you say by a pikodin, the condition is good only if there's something left over, that's only where there was no achrayis. But where she accepted the responsibility of it, so that even though there's nothing left over, since she is supposed to pay him back for it, and now he tells her, listen, keep it, you don't have to pay me back. Like for the kedushin, so it should have said she's mukadeshes. So there's a mistake here anyway. Ella, therefore, tiritzochi. This is the way you should learn the pshat and the machloikis. This is the real pshat. Over milva, first it's a machloikis by a pekodin, true. Where the chosin gave her a pekodin to watch, and then he says, listen, keep it l'shem kedushin. That's the machloikis. There we say no, that's only good if there's something left over. If there's nothing left over, he's not giving her anything right now, it's einam kedushis. That's by a pekodin. Now what it says is, over milva, but by a milva, afal pishin ishtarim en ashev apruta, einam kedushis. Other rabbi, that's what I mean to say. But by a milva, in the case where the chosin lent her money yesterday, lent her $100, and today he tells you, you know what, that money I lent you yesterday, keep it the shen kedushin. So what Manyama says, that even though there's some money left over, she did not spend all the money, still it's einam kedushis. Like the swear we had before was, because it's l'haitsa nitnu. As soon as you give her your money to spend, it like right now becomes her money. It's her money. She has the right to do what she wants with it. True, she has to give you back money. But this money right now is her money. So therefore, tomorrow, if you wake up and say, listen, I want to marry you with that money, it's no good. Because that money is not the chosin's money anymore. That money is her money. You can't marry her with her money. So therefore, say in the Mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Milva harayo pekodin. He says, no, milva depends. Sometimes the kedushin is chal. That what that if there's some money left over, then with that money that he wants to give her now, l'shem kedushin, kedushin is chal. And if so, so it comes out, everybody agrees, if there's no money left over, she's ain't the mekadeshes. And there's one man the other that says, even when there's money left over, also she's ain't the mekadeshes. That would be like Rav. If so, but Michael, if Lagi, then what's the machlokes over here now? If you lent her money yesterday, and she still has some money left over, and you want to marry her now with that money, is the kedushin chal or not? What's the machlokes? So Mar says, Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Ashrachtinu l'rabbonim b'bei Rav. I meant the Rabbonim in the Beis HaMedrash. The Yasra, they were sitting in the Carmel, they said over like this. You know what this machlokes over here? The milva b'rishuz b'ilim l'chazora is a milva. When I lent you money, and you still have the money, could the malva say, give it back to me? Could you retract and say, give me back the money? That's the machlokes. The kid says, it's still called like rishus of the malva or not? Vuhu adin, the same thing loinsin, kemiflugi. The same thing as the machlokes is the loiva mechuyev and einsin, if something happens to it or not. The what? To masav, the one that says she's einam kedushin, give your money to the loiva, the money now is in the loiva's rishus. And therefore the malva cannot retract, cannot ask for the money back anymore. Therefore it's einam kedushin. Because as soon as you give it over to her, it's her money. You can't even get it back anymore. So since it's her money, you can't marry her with her money. Therefore, yells for sure, it's Eina Mekadeshes. All right, turn over. So therefore, yells, Milva Rishus Leiva Kaima, and also, Vuhu Adin Liyansin, the same sphere applies also, that as soon as the Leiva receives the money, it's a good halvor, and he is Mechuyev and Ainsin. That no matter what happens, even if it gets stolen now by armed robbers, you still have to pay back Yechayev and Ainsin. Umasov, the other man, Yama says, no. Milva b'rishus b'ilim kaima, then no. When the malva gives the money to the loiva, as long as the loiva still has the money at hand, the malva has the right to say, give me back my money. In other words, it's still considered like the malva's money. As long as the loiva did not spend the money, it's like he has the right to spend the malva's money. That's the pshat. I give you my money. So the pshat is, it's still my money, but I'm giving you a right to spend my money. So you have a right to spend it. But if you didn't spend it yet, I have a right to say, give it back to me. It's my money. And therefore, b'hu adin l'ayntin, you're not chayiv l'ayntin either, because really, it's my money. So if it's still considered my money, I can marry you with it then. Then if I tell her tomorrow, listen, the $100 I gave you yesterday, do you have any money left? Yes, I have $10 left. If so, those $10 are still the chassan's money. So the chassan has a right to say, I want to marry you with those $10. That's what the machlokes is. So, v'yamina lehu, v'hu adin l'yonzin. Now, v'yamina lehu, this is what Ashkenazim Rabbanan, this is what the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMedrash said. But vice versa, Rab is saying, but v'yamina lehu, I would say like this, l'yonzin, if the life is mechuyev and yonzin, that could be kuli amalei pligi de b'shus aloi v'kaimi. Could be, no, everybody agrees, that when the malva gives the money to the loiva to use, as soon as you accept the money, you're chayav einsin. No matter what happens to the money, now you still have to pay it back to me. My time, what's the reason? It's not worse than a regular shayla. What's shayla? If I lent you something, I give you my chair to use. But since you have to give it back to me, but you have a right to use it, so we say a shoyel is chayiv yoytzin. See, if I give you my money, you're not worse than a shoyel. So of course you're chayiv yoytzin right away. Ma shoyel, just like if I lend you something, to hod reben, you have to give it back to me. Therefore, chayiv yoytzin, no matter what happens to it, you have to pay it back to me, unless it's meis machos melacha. Meis machos melacha, don't try me spotter. But if not meis machos melacha, you have to pay back. Milva lekoshkin, if I give you money, for sure it's not worse than a shayla that you chayi baitzin right away. Ela rather hocha milva b'shus barim lechazari kibanayu. The only machlekes is, could the malva retract and say, give me back my money? So now that's the machlekes, if you can kaddish your wife with this type of a milva or not. Since the money is still then and you have a right to retract, is it still called your money or not? Yeah. So tomorrow, the Yelo Ho the Yom Rav Huna, that's what Rav Huna said. Hasho Yel Kurd Kordom, Mechaverev, you borrow a hammer from your friend. Bika boy Kona. If you bang with it, then you coin it. Then you have a kinyan Shailon, you chayiv anointin. Loi Bika Bog, if you don't use the hammer, you don't bang with it. Loi Kona, you don't have a kinyan Shailon, you're not chayiv anointin yet. Is the chur relaying because I know Yom Lishmaita, maybe it's told him like it's annoying. Because here we're saying by Milva, as soon as you give out the money, he's chayiv yoytzin right away. So Mara says, Loi, Ad kan loi plig yela be Milva. Maybe it's only machlaik is by a Milva, is that you could have a chiyav achrayis right away. To loi hod rebeinu, because you don't give back the money anyway. So therefore, as soon as you receive the money, it's in your rishus. Abu b'sheila, when I borrow a hammer from you, this hammer is supposed to go back to you directly. The hammer itself is going to be given back to you, the hod rebeinai. So maybe here, dear Rehakel, everybody agrees that the svar is dika boyin. If when I take the hammer from you and I bang, I use it, then I'm kind of the hammer-like. Because maybe a shoyel has to make a kinyan, a shtamshis. He has to start using it. See, if he starts using it, then he has this kinyan of a shayla, it's chayi b'yaintzin. But if not, le'eloi dika boy, le'ikonu. See, if it's not till now, I'm like this. Tomorrow says, let's say still it's a machlekes tanoim. Mahod the Rav, Rashi says, the yom ha-mekadesh b'mulvein ha-mekadeshes. That's that Rav started off saying, if you marry, you want to marry your wife with a milva, that Rav says, it's no good, so maybe let's still say it's a machlekes tanoim. Why? We learn like this. Hiskachali b'shtachoyv. If the chosn says, I want to marry you with a check, with a shtachoyv. Or joyel milva b'yadachem, or else somebody else owes him money. And he, if now the hero shalayim, and he said like she has the right to collect the money. Rashi's cost of loy hashalayim. He wrote her out like a note that he gave her the right to collect it. So the kids, he wants to marry her with this money that somebody else owes him. So Rabbi Meir Rambam the Kedusha, Meir says, good, that's a good Kedusha. Somebody else owes you money, and you tell your wife now, I want to marry you with the money that he owes me, and I'm giving you the permission to collect it. That's called you gave her money. The Chomar, say, no, ain't no Mekadeshes. It's no good. So Mara says, hi, Shtachot Hekadomi. Where's the case we want to marry her with a Shtachot, with a check like? Elaine, if you want to tell me Shtachot Yacherim, that means somebody else owes you money, and you want to give it now to your wife, hi, no, milk will be out of Cherim. That's the second case. That's the case where somebody else owes you money, and you want to go to your wife and say, I want to marry you now with this money that somebody else owes me, and I'm giving over to you the deeds to collect it. So that's one case. So what's the first case of a shtar chayiv? Elalav, isn't it? Elalav, shtar chayiv dido. Shtar chayiv means his own shtar chayiv, like an IOU. He's writing around a check that I owe you money. Or the mekadesh b'milva k'niflagi. So what's the machlokes then? It's like a mekadesh b'milva. So Mar says, b'shtaru v'milva pek, Mar says, v'hochi b'milva, what's it? It's his own shtar chayv, which is a milva. Shtar chayv means that she owes him money, and he's telling her, listen, the money that you owe me, I want you to keep in l'shem kedushin. So if so, that's mamish mekadesh b'milva, and that's the machlokes if it's good or not. So who you see, it's a machlokes if you become mekadesh with a milva not. Hey, shtar chayv dido means her shtar chayv means dido means that she owes you the money. So in the case where you have a check, she gave you, you have her money. You lent her money, and she owes it to you. So if you want a mekadesh with that money and say, keep the money, it's a machlekes if it's good or not. So it's a mekadesh and rav. So Mara says no. L'yodom rila tell you shtachoyv yachem. Shtachoyv means that somebody else owes you the money, not that she owes you the money. So what's the two cases then, Mishtachov and the Milva B'Yerachayrim? V'ocha b'milva b'shtah v'milva pekha miflugi. That's the machlekes. The two Milva seers are either spal peh, without a shtar, or else it was written in a shtar. But both cases are where somebody else owes you the money. So what's the machlekes then? B'milva b'shtar, if it's written down in a shtar that somebody else owes you the money. But my plegi, what's the machlekes? The fluk to the Rebbe of Rabbonika miflugi. The machlekes is whether he could be makna sell it to his wife or not. The Tanya will learn like this. Oisiyos niknas b'mesira diva Rebbe. Rebbe says, Oisiyos, yes, if you have a shtachoyv, that somebody else owes you money, so this shtachoyv, you could give it over to somebody else to mesira. If you give it over to your wife, you're like being matna that money to your wife. So it's called like you gave your wife money. Your wife now has the right to collect that money. It's like her money. It's a good condition. How did you give it over to her? With a mesira, just handing over to the shtar. So Mar says, Mar islay the Rebbe. The one that says the condition is good holds like Rebbe. Or Mar leslay the Rebbe. The other one says, no, you can't be makna, you can't give it over. Because what are you doing? You're giving over a piece of paper. The money is not in the shtar. I can be makna sometimes a mesira if I give it over to you. He owes though in the shtar chayv, the money is over there. What does it help the fact that I give you over the shtar to somebody else? I can't give the money to you. Hey, the machlokes is the money like in the shtar or not? Do we consider like the money is in the shtar or not? So he says, no, the money is not in the shtar, so I can't give it over. That's why the kedushin is no good. Everybody holds less to the Rebbe. Now everybody holds not like Rebbe. You can't give it over. But if I sell the shtar to you, I have to write down and say, I want to be makter with you with all the shibudim. That's the machlokes. Do you have to write all this down or not? And therefore Rashi says, when does Rameya say the Kedushin was good? When he wrote all this. And when it's no good is where he didn't write all this. So everybody else like a pup. You have to write all this. What's the machlokes if you want to marry you with a shtar, whether it was good or not, in Shmuel, it's Shmuel halacha.